Daniel in the lion's den. Darius set over the kingdom 122 princes who were to rule the kingdom, and there were three presidents over them, and out of them Daniel was the first. So Daniel was very high in the kingdom of Persia. Not because he wanted to be, but because that's how God made him, and so we shouldn't seek great things for ourselves, but if God gives them to us, then we have to use our position to do his will. And that's what Daniel did. Well, the other princes were all jealous of Daniel, and they could find no fault with him, because he was very faithful, and he was very truthful. He didn't steal money, he didn't tell lies, didn't slander people. And these men said amongst themselves, "We won't find any way to complain about Daniel apart from something to do with the worship of his God." So these other presidents and princes thought up an evil plan. They came to King Darius and said, "O King Darius, may you live forever. We have decided that you are such a great king that we will ask you to sign a law that says that whoever asks anything of any god or man for 30 days, except of you, O king, will be thrown into a den of lions." So then they asked the king to establish this law and sign the writing that it may not be changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which doesn't change.
And because they ordered it, because they don't love God so much. And then what happens, then you'll get captured and he gets thrown into a lion's den.
That's right. That is what happened to Daniel. But let's read on. King Darius signed his name to this decree, so they appealed to his pride, and pride is the problem with so many things. When Daniel heard about the law and that it had been signed, he went into his house, his windows being open in his bedroom facing Jerusalem. He kneeled down three times a day and prayed and thanked his God, just as he had always done. So he did that with his windows open, knowing, of course, that they were going to be watching him. Well, I think I might have thought, oh, it's only for 30 days, I can just pray with my eyes shut. But Daniel was prepared to die for the sake of the importance of prayer. And I'm sure a lot of the other Jews did just the same as what I've said. They probably thought, oh, well, it's only 30 days, let's just shut our eyes and pray to God, or pray to God with our eyes open, and let's not make a public thing about it. But Daniel was a man of principle. Just as he was when he was a young man, and even a boy, when he refused to eat the king's meat. So, of course, these men saw Daniel praying three times a day to his God. And they came together, they found Daniel praying, and they rushed off to the king. And they said to the king, "Did you not sign a law that anyone praying to any god or man within 30 days, apart from to yourself, O king, shall be thrown into the lion's den?"
He heard him up on the wall, he out on his balcony.
That's right. They saw him, and there was no question, they saw him. And the king answered and said, "Yes, this is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which doesn't change." Well, of course, the king could have changed the law if he was humble, but he wasn't. And they said to the king, "That Daniel, who is one of the children of the captivity of Judah, does not respect you, O king, nor the decree which you have signed, but he prays to his God three times a day." The king was then very displeased with himself, and he tried hard to save Daniel. He tried to think of every possible way until the sun went down that evening. Now, of course, he could have just humbled himself, but he was proud, and so he didn't. And the men came before him and said, "Remember, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no law of the king can be changed." Then the king commanded them to take Daniel and throw him into the lion's den. And the king said to Daniel, as they were throwing him in, "Your God, whom you serve so faithfully, may he save you."
lions didn't really eat him because the angel came shut his mouth because this will be dead because this little lion had the power come down from the mouth to the bed, they didn't have roar.
That's right, but the power of the lions was taken away because, as you said, the angel came and shut their mouths. So, the king, having got Daniel put in the den of lions, went to his palace and spent all night fasting. He didn't have any music played to him that night, and he didn't sleep at all. Very early in the morning, the king arose and hurried to the den of lions, and he cried out in a very pitiful voice to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve so faithfully, been able to save you from the lions?" So he recognized that Daniel serving God was through him praying regularly. So we can all pray regularly. We can all serve God, not just when you've got a bit of a problem, but to pray regularly like Daniel did. And then Daniel's voice came back to the king.
You have the hope to die if you start to feel plan you.
Then Daniel's voice came back to the king. O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was innocent in God's eyes, and I have also done nothing wrong to you either, O king. Then the king was very glad for him and commanded that Daniel be brought up out of the den. They brought Daniel up out of the den of lions, and they found there was no wound on him at all, because he had believed in his God. Then the king gave commands, and they brought the men who had accused Daniel, and they threw them into the den of lions, with their children and their wives as well. And the lions broke all their bones into pieces. The lions must have been hungry. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples and nations in all the languages of his kingdom, "Peace to you all. I now command that in every part of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. He is the living God, and his kingdom will never be destroyed, and his power shall continue to the end. He rescues and saves, and he works miracles and wonderful things. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. So this really is a wonderful example of where, when everything seems absolutely against you, God can save. Now, he doesn't always save. He didn't save Jesus from dying on the cross. But in the end, he saved Jesus because he came out of the grave. And so it is in our lives as well. But the point is that we've got to be like Daniel and not worry about what other people are doing, because probably the other Jews, they probably just didn't pray so openly to God. He was absolutely open, and he wasn't embarrassed at all to tell other people that he prayed to God. Now, it might be that we are in a situation with other children or other people where it comes to praying to God before a meal, and we can be very shy to say that, "Look, I believe in God, and I'm going to thank God for my food." And we've got an exact encouragement, exactly similar situation really with Daniel, that he stood up for his God and he was not ashamed.
Now, I was in a situation like that.
And what did you do?
I was in this group with lots and lots of other children, and it came to meal time. And I shut my eyes and put my hands together on the side in this corner of the table and prayed to God in front of the other children.
Well done, Ivia. And did they laugh at you?
No, they were just looking at me.
Yeah. Well, it was far worse for Daniel because he got thrown to the den of lions.
But it's a little bit like that.
It is, yes.